Hello, beautiful goddesses. Welcome to your temple. And again, it feels like home, doesn't it? So let's have an interior few moments, closing your eyes and letting the earth come up through you, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing. Let this sacred earth come up through you. And feel the peace that it can give you. Once you receive it, you continue to generate peace. And we celebrate the peace of this moment. Just feel it right here. The peace of the earth, peace of the sky, and the peace in your hearts. Here you are in this beautiful place, this ancient place, where the goddess was worshipped. And that goddess energy is within you. You don't need to seek it without you. But it is here that you find her reflection of you. The peace, the beauty, the light that you feel here is you. It is those ancient days, but it is also you. So breathe into that. Feel it absorbing through your breath into your being so that nothing outside can disturb the peace inside. And on this day of balance between darkness and light, find that balance of peace inside. We all have it. Just like we contain the divine masculine and the divine feminine, we contain the balance of peace inside. And the goddesses that are here, that have come all this way to be together again as a family of goddesses and priestesses who have been everywhere else on the planet, return to this home together today to feel the peace and the joy of being in one of our homes, a temple dedicated to the goddess.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want you to take just a moment of reflection, of the validation that I have been telling you for years about history. We told you early on that the women were the shamans, for they were the life givers and the ones that were connected intuitively to the planet. And you see that here, in the years even before the Master of Love, which you call BC. You see Athena, and you see Gaia. And this is how it was. Dear ones, I want you to reflect on this because this is returning. And what is returning is a more mother-like consciousness for the planet. And you will again see women in a role that respects their intuition and their shamanship in a far more equal way on the planet than there is now. All of this comes with a higher consciousness and the shift. I want to do something in these moments. I want to do something very left brain and something very right brain. Let's discuss for a moment where you sit. Now, for those who are not here, they are going to miss some things. For I'm going to talk about specifics that happened with the Oracle and Apollo. Right now, I want you to reflect again on where you are. In Greece, very few people use the term Greek history. It's almost always Greek mythology. And that carries with it an indication that much of what they are studying was completely mythical, invisible, didn't exist. And yet, the seeds of what didn't exist created great civilizations, wonderful wisdom, it won wars, it created music, it created poetry, something that didn't exist, the mythology of the Greeks. And so there's always seeds of truth. I would like to tell you about that in a moment. But first, the left brain. This is for fun, just so that you can see how things evolve. Have you ever had a situation where you told someone a story, and they told the story to someone else, and they told the story to someone else? And then finally you hear your own story a year later, and it's not the story at all. It happens all the time. Can you imagine over thousands of years, hundreds of years, centuries, what happens to stories? Not only that, you mix in superstition, and you'll have great enhancements and differences in what happened. Let's create one. A man is walking through the forest, and he is whistling. He is having a good day. He's not watching where he's going. And he trips on a branch and falls into the mud. He relates this simple story to his friend, who then tells other people and tells other people. Within a few years, he hears his story again. And now the story goes like this. Be sure not to whistle in the forest, because the trees will object, and they will trip you and make you fall into the mud as punishment for whistling. Dear ones, I would like to give you an example of this mythology and also the superstitions. To this day, it is inappropriate to whistle backstage in any theater on the planet. And the reason is because of this effect. It probably has a name for you, but let's call it the enhancements of stories. You have one right here. Apollo and the Oracle. You were given all kinds of information about what happened with the Oracle. Literally, step by step, how the Oracle was involved, how the serpent, the python, was involved, how the chasm was involved. You also were told an unrelated piece of this that makes no sense. You have ice water being poured on a sheep, and the reaction of the sheep affects then what happens with the Oracle. Let me present a left brain explanation that could have been. This is a volcanic area. Over 2,000 years ago, even more so, you would walk around and you would see fissures with steam and sulfur-like vapors coming out of them. Now, this is typical of any active volcanic area. Just ask the Kahuna, for she has this literally by her house. And in that, you see the scene for the mythology of the Oracle. Now let me ask you a question. What happens when you pour cold water down a volcanic fissure? You get hissing. That could have been the serpent. So instead of cold water on the sheep, it's cold water into the fissure. The hissing is the serpent, and the woman, the priestess who interprets the hissing, is interpreting water in heat and the voice of Gaia. In addition, the priestess had a tripod that spanned the fissure. And that means she was sitting in the middle of it. That means that all vapors would come at her, which she would breathe. That affects the mind. And she would then be able to enhance her message inappropriately or appropriately, depending upon the amount of gases that came up from the fissure. That may have been the real story. But I'm going to present now something right brain. If this was all mythology, if they were entities that did not exist, how is it that this area and Greece had so much results? They had success in battle. They had poetry, the first notations of music. They had so much here from a mythological source. Or was it? And now we give you the principle. The principle that you see right here in the place of Athena. You have feminine intuition, just like the priestess, delivering intuitive information from the creative source of the planet. It was accurate. Not only that, the humans surrendered their logic and let the priestess say what was to be said. And when you do that as a human being, quite often you get channeling. And the information is accurate. Many times the potentials and the prophecies are accurate. And that is how spirit honors humanity. Even if they get it wrong of who is talking, spirit honors them in the asking. Right brain, what are you doing now? I'll tell you this. No matter what belief system you have brought to this circle, dear ones listening to this, no matter what, spirit is poised in love, ready to answer questions accurately, truthfully. If you come through superstition, you will still get good answers. You see, mythology often leads to superstition, and you will see it in many cultures even this day. Spirit works around that, loving humanity, no matter what they think, no matter what they get right or wrong. The Creator is inside of you. And that is good news. It's positive. The shift that you are seeing now on this planet is going to enhance your intuition. And the women will be the first old souls to feel it. And that is why you're here. It is a full circle, is it not? Can you hear the ones laughing, the divas in the forest, the ones in the land and the ground here, after all this time, realizing that it has come full circle, and they say, it's about time. And so it is.